This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Easter bunny, that lady.
I get my camera on my face.
Either. I'm calling the police.
You.
Well, Riley. Hold on a second. We are calling the police, ma'am.
You are a white male privileged asshole.
I'm calling the police right now.
What you are is a racist mother as well. How dare you do this kind of.
Brought to you by Burger King.
Videotaped. We will return it to the police.
Go ahead. Go right the f*** on ahead, you f***ing sexist, misogynist motherfuckers. That is all you are. You don't give a f*** about women. You don't give
all right,
a
folks.
Right.
We're going to come back from break and talk to the head of the group, whose group recorded this actual goblin troll attacking pro-lifers and their signs. But before we go to break, I want to air Leanne McAdoo's report from yesterday, where Obama was at the tiny theater compared to his normal venues, people there worshiping Obama. We decided to go out and find out exactly what they thought. Here is her report.
I'm standing in front of the Paramount Theater here in Austin, Texas, where His Highness President Barack Obama is headlining. Now, in response to his critics who wondered why he wasn't at the border while he's in Texas, he said, "A visit to the border would be nothing more than theater." And, of course, the irony is not lost on the fact that his name is on the marquee at the Paramount Theater as he's here to address his adoring fans. Well, we're going to go check with some of these people, some of whom have waited since midnight trying to get tickets to see the big show. Are you super pumped to be in the presence of the Lord and Savior Obama?
Yeah. You know, it's not every day you see the president.
Yes, I am, but I'm hoping to get them in, too. I really want her to go. I think she'll appreciate it.
No, I think it's more about just seeing the president, and I've never seen a president before.
How do you feel knowing that you might still not make it past the rope?
Well, if that happens, we would not be very happy.
It'll be a waste of time, but it'll be at least worth watching.
We heard people actually stayed overnight. Were they overnight?
Yeah, they did.
What about you guys?
We did that, actually.
You were there. What time did you get there?
Midnight?
Yeah, around there.
Look how helpless they are.
They can start doling out tickets at 8:30. So you guys are visiting from Europe?
Exactly, from Switzerland.
So this is super exciting for you to go see the President of the United States of America?
Indeed, yes. Indeed.
Kinda.
I gotta warn you, I work at Fox around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so if you had one shot to ask the President anything, let's just say he goes all mavericky and rogue and lets people ask him a question, what would be your one question?
I'd like to do something about student loan debt.
I would probably just go mute and not be able to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Going for a third term? I know he can't, but...
Would you like him to? Would you vote for him?
Yes, I would. I would vote for him. It would be a toss between Clinton and Obama.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would be asking him about what he plans to do for the next 2 years of his presidency. How is he going to handle the issues that we're seeing with the gridlock? He's doing the best he can,
the gridlock.
But there has to be a breaking point.
Why are you continuing the journal?
Wow, good
He's
question.
He's trying to slit America's throat when you get open.
Do you want to hang out with the president later?
Yes.
How long have you been staying in Hawaii, probably?
How long? Are you into Hawaii? Or?
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird that people, like, hail the president as sort of a kingly figure?
It is something you have to get used to. I mean, I can understand it if he's such an important person for the state.
Full report up on InfoWars.com. Yeah, I mean, Kim Jong-un. They treat him like a king, too. Queen of England. Why not? Worship him.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the question's being asked, is a nation without borders a nation? No, it's a conquered sector of the globalist. And Perry's saying we need to secure the border with a show of force. The Border Patrol and ICE is under Obama globalist control. They're a red carpet to bust the people in and give them free money. I mean, that's on record. The Border Patrol's been saying that for almost 4 months. We documented it almost 4 weeks ago with Drudge. It's incontrovertible now that the government is completing the smuggling process, as a Border Patrol agent said last night, Hector Garza, on national television. That video is on InfoWars.com. Multi-billionaires Buffett, Gates, Andelson unite for amnesty to break the country, to drive down the wages, to bring in the voting bloc. They all give money to anti-gun groups. They all give money to globalist groups. They're the globalists. Understand that? Illegals to get lawyers, schools, and health care. This is the government doing what the vets don't get with outside groups. Again, they're just being used and exploited. But it doesn't matter. They're still incredibly dangerous. Fed spending $1,000 per bed. Populist immigration backlash. Armed militia sets up Texas Command Center. Fight for national sovereignty. 90,000 to cross by end of summer. Folks, it's 90,000 a week. Trump, this influx is killing the country. It is, because they go right on welfare, folks. Obama meets with immigration hecklers. I'm on your side, man. Michelle O, we have to keep fighting as hard as we can. Perry, president didn't know Border Patrol was stationed 40 miles from the border. That's right. It's stationed 100 miles. Deportation agency will be broken months. White House stands by claim that border security is stronger than ever. Adult illegals posing as children to enroll in high school. Yeah, I mean, because they can have any ID they want. They can have any ID they want. Any ID they want. And they just get in. Meanwhile, if you have a float with Obama, presidential library as an outhouse, and as Obama as a zombie, the feds come investigating your racism. They're not even claiming it's a threat to the criminal president, who I want nothing bad to happen to. No, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the insanity of the country that we have now reached here. Documents show NSA knew London Guardian was pressured to destroy Snowden documents. That's breaking on Infowars.com right now. And in other news on Infowars.com, let me just pull it up on the computer. My other one's not working. Documents show NSA knew London Guardian, again, as I just mentioned, was pressured to destroy Snowden files, and of course the Parliament was in a secret deal without law to allow all the illegal spying. See, it's all just a gang of crooks, just like our government. First Lady of Guatemala, illegal immigrants, not refugees, escaping violence. Feds investigate racist depiction of Obama as a zombie, just mentioned that. La Raza members vow to aid illegal immigrants in Marietta. Man arrested for asking cops a question. Sheila, dumb as a bag of hammers, Jackson Lee declared border under control. Well, it is actually under control. NSA collects it all, knows it all, and is actually the Stasi model, says more major whistleblowers. Yeah. And it's all to secure the criminal takeover. If Obama actually cared about Homeland Security or Islamic terror, he would seal the border now. There's another article. Well, of course, they run the radical Islamic terror. And Obama is incredibly popular in Saudi Arabia with Wahhabist groups. That's in a poll out today. Not just with Muslims. His approval rating is high with Muslims, but with the most extremist of groups. There's 7 billion people outside the country. The globalists, our government will team up with them to come in here. I don't care who they are. They'll hire the former Stasi to set up stuff and come take over and set up Homeland Security, Marcus Wolf. They'll bring in radical Muslims to destabilize things and blow stuff up and then take our rights. They'll bring in unlimited illegals from Latin America to collapse things. This is a takeover. Now, joining us is someone taking action against the evil, and that's Mark Harrington, the executive director of createdequal.net, a pro-life group, and the article is up on Infowars.com. Crazed abortion advocate attacks peaceful pro-lifers. We put this story out yesterday, and we put out a beeped version of it, but there's so much cussing you can hardly understand it when you beep it. And his team out on the ground that puts up signs all over the region showing the aborted babies was attacked physically by her. We never found out in the video, was she arrested at the end of it? And she seems very unstable wearing her Burger King uniform. As she calls them racist and anti-women. And, of course, that abortuary, we looked it up, mainly kills Hispanics and black babies. So if you're against killing blacks and Hispanics, you are an anti-woman racist. And then when she says that, she then attacks after invoking the battle creed that, you know, makes her somebody and you nobody, which is really a form of racism itself or tribalism to dehumanize you as a racist before then attacking you. She is the model of Gloria Steinem's destruction of women to marry the state. So joining us is Mark Harrington. Mark, thank you for all you're doing. I want you to tell us about Created Equal and the organization. But before you do that, break down what you're doing on the ground there. And this video has now been aired on national television all over the place where this obviously disturbed woman attacks your people.
Yeah, well, on Wednesday, Alex, we commonly go out to our state house here on the public sidewalk, and we set up these abortion victim photos and engage in dialogue with people. And as you can imagine, you know, some people come along and can't contain themselves. They get argumentative. And the thing is, we're trained, though, to kind of diffuse that. But in this case, as you can tell by the video, this woman wasn't just argumentative. She was verbally abusive. Then she destroyed our signs. Then she proceeded to assault one of our staff members. We contacted the police. They came. They cited her for criminal damaging and assault, and she's going to be arraigned next Wednesday.
Again, her attempt to shut down your free speech of real authoritarianism. I mean, this is what we saw in Germany in the build-up to the 40s. And I'm not just making that parallel lightly. Intimidating people's speech is the final domino to fall when a society collapses into tyranny. And more the left are avowed authoritarians. We see the quotes of, if you're in the Tea Party, we want you in body bags. And Lois Lerner going after pro-life groups for the IRS. I mean, do you agree that this is real authoritarianism?
No question about it. If you watch the interview with this young lady, she tries to say that the First Amendment protected her right to damage our equipment and assault us. I mean, that's her understanding. Now, she's getting that from somewhere, as you can imagine. It's either the public school she attended, from her parents, you know, who knows. But it's coming from a culture where sex violence is a way of dealing with problems like abortion. So, you know, this is the problem. We're seeing this more and more often as we go out in the streets. I tell our people that we understand the risks that are involved, and it's probably going to increase. We wear cameras that are running continuously, and we're going to be certain if it does happen, we're going to capture it on film, because we have to be our own police department, our own media people. We got to, you know, because the media generally isn't going to cover us. I was actually surprised that they did in this case. So we've got to do the work for the media. We've got to do the work for law enforcement, who generally want to ignore this kind of thing.
Well, I tell you, we saw the latest video with the lady having the abortion, saying she loves the baby. It's loving what she's doing. That sickened everyone. The polls are really swinging against these people. Is that why you think they're freaking out and getting so violent?
Yeah, I think so. I think it has something to do with public opinion shifting towards our position. But I also think we're just living in a lawless age. Look at who's in the White House. I mean, from the top down, it's okay. It's permissible to do whatever it takes. The end justifies the means, and that includes violence, to get what you want. And I think these young people are just being taught that, that it's acceptable. And she didn't think twice about it. In fact, when she was arrested, she said, come and get me. And she put her hands out, ready to be arrested. I mean, it was like a badge of honor for her. So I just think we're seeing that more and more, and I think it has something to do generally with just the culture, the Obama administration and others. People are victims. Everybody's a victim. Nobody's a victimizer. In fact, I've had people trying to defend this woman as the victim, and I'm saying, well, wait a minute, who are the people that got victimized here? It was us. You know, we were out there exercising our First Amendment rights. She comes, destroys our stuff, assaults us, and then tries to say that she had the right to do it.
Well, she seemed to almost be in a panicked, manic frenzy, and most people I run into now in Austin, Texas, where I live, are formerly Democrats and liberals and are now what you would call libertarians, and are waking up that there's problems with Republicans, but that the Democrats are really becoming tyrannical. But when I do run into a Democrat now that doesn't like me, they'll walk over maybe once a month now in a restaurant or on the street and slap me on the back of the head, knock my glass over, start booing me in front of my family in like a public peer pressure thing. Where they really seem to be desperate right now, that they've betted everything on this weird culture of statism. It's not delivering for them, and they seem desperate.
No, I think you're right. I mean, we're seeing that on college campuses across the country. I was just in California. We did the same very type of outreach on Venice Beach, of all places, if you could imagine. And it's just amazing the acceptability of people who come up to you and curse you out. And you've got to understand, Alex, I lead a group of young people. These are students. Some of them are 15, 16. We had a couple that are 13 and 14. You got adults, supposedly, coming up, you know, giving the middle digit right in their face, screaming at the top of their lungs, at these young people. And it's amazing that anybody would do that.
Well, you're standing up for people that are under violent attack, so it just really illustrates how violent these people are. And chopping babies up is violent. One more segment with Mark Harrington coming up.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com. Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop emergency essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Former Congressman Ron Paul, to get into the economy, the state of the world, the borders, all of it is coming up. Max Kaiser on the economy and the acceleration away from the dollar. Mark Harrington, who heads up the organization CreditEqual.net, puts up signs around the region. I know it works with other groups that do it around the country, showing what a baby looks like even in the first trimester. And look, folks, the issue here is this is being used as birth control. 53 million Americans have been killed. And now they're trying to kill babies up to age 3, infanticide. Now judges are saying, you know, have sex with your kids. That's in the news today. Australian judge says incest may no longer be taboo. The pedophilia is okay. This is part of a deranged takeover. I've studied these people. And it's very, very dangerous. And it's part of an overall just anti-human system. Look at MSNBC saying recently in promos, your children belong to the state. And you didn't build your business. And it seems so alien to those of us that are somewhat normal. They need it to be alien. They are nudging us. They are preparing us. Do you agree with that statement, or would you like to augment that, Mark Harrington?
No, I agree pretty much. You know, if you watch this video of this woman, she talks about us being misogynistic and all of this, that, you know, patriarchy and all of them. She wants to stop patriarchy and all that. At the foundation of a lot of this is they just hate men. Bottom line, they hate men. In fact, Alex, you're in Texas there. There's going to be a group of radical pro-abortion activists coming through the state there on what they're calling the Stop Patriarchy Tour. And they're going to come to Austin, in fact.
Oh, yeah. This is the same place where they chanted Hail Satan last year.
Exactly.
When pro-lifers were praying. And it was literally hundreds of women spontaneously sticking their tongues out going, I love you, Satan. Hail Satan. Mm-hmm. I love abortion. And really, it gets down to the fact that they're getting off on the human sacrifice.
They are. And they're coming to Texas. There's going to be a 5-city tour. And we're actually going to come down there and oppose them. So this is going to be sometime in August. They don't have the dates yet, but these are the radical pro-abortion groups. I mean, they're running this, you know, their advocacy, this movement on the other side, and really the foundation of.
By the way, that sounds crazy. In fact, I want to invite you to Austin to the studio, sir. When you come down here, I'm sure you're coming to the Capitol. Sure. But we're almost out of time. But at the bottom of the rat hole, what is running all of this? Obviously, you're a Christian. You believe it's Satan. But for the layperson out there who isn't into religion or whatever, I mean, looking at this, when I say they're saying Hail Satan, there's really video of that. I didn't know this until I got involved in media 20 years ago. When you really run into these really pro-abortion people that run this, it's a religion to them.
It is. You know, there's a scripture that says those who hate God love death. It's a culture of death. Death is what drives us. Satan's the author of death. He came to rob, kill, and destroy. This is a religion to them. And, you know, this is nothing other than child sacrifice. I hope people understand that you could draw the parallels back to the Old Testament.
Moloch.
With Moloch. I mean, and this is what's happening in America. We're not sacrificing our children to some pagan idol god, you know, some figure. But we're sacrificing our children to choice, to I want a career, I don't want a baby right now, I don't want to be married, I don't want my boyfriend, whatever it is, it's still child sacrifice. That's what's driving this.
Well, a lot of ancient cultures would order the firstborn killed, and they knew firstborn were the ones that got uppity and were leaders. It was a way of getting rid of the next group of rebels, and that's really what the Ritalin to the Boys is all about, and all of it, is it's about killing the next generation.
No, I agree. And that's why we're trying to raise up a pro-life generation. Our whole commitment at our organization, Created Equal, is to raise up the next generation of leaders to take on this culture of death. We will take it on, you know, face-to-face in the public square. We're not going to shrink back. We understand there's risk, but we've got to go forth. It's going to get worse before it gets better, and I expect much worse than what happened the other day, and I'm girding our loins for what's coming.
Well, Mark Harrington, I hope I get to meet you when you're here in town. Keep up the important work that you're doing.
Appreciate it.
For those innocent people out there, but you know, when you talk about turning the tables, the state's power grabbing right now because it realizes the end has come. Look at the polls from 1974 with Roe v. Wade. They flipped now. America's turning against abortion, especially in the youth.
That's right. And it's primarily because of the technology. Even you don't even have to have a regenerate heart to understand. If you look at an ultrasound or an image of a preborn baby to understand it's human. So that's what's turned the tide right now. There are still many people out there in denial that they'll kill their baby no matter what. You can give them all the evidence in the world, won't matter. But there's still enough people in the country that can reason to the conclusion that that's a human being and abortion shouldn't be permissible.
Well, look at the decline of our country since we brought it in. I don't, I'm not even judging everybody out there. None of us are perfect. We need to recognize it's bad. That's the beginning of turning the tide. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, Christmas comes, I don't know, six, seven, eight times a year for me when former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul joins us. I think it's interesting that Larry McDonald was a proto-Ron Paul. And was a medical doctor himself, and that's the type of folks we need to elect to Congress, not more lawyers. It's so great to see his son, an MD, up there in the U.S. Senate, Rand Paul, the leader of the Republican PAC for president. Everybody I talk to says, oh, I want Rand Paul. We'll ask him about that coming up. We've got him for just one segment, just about 15 minutes here. Sir, there's so much to talk about. Today, I'd like to just cover the waterfront with you. We've interviewed Border Patrol head of their union. We've shot the video ourselves and broke it 4 weeks ago that the Border Patrol loads the illegals on the buses, including adults, and buses them to be dropped off to Democratic Party facilities to then be given voter IDs and welfare. this is the end of the country. I know as libertarians we are for, you know, more open borders, but not if we're bordering kleptocratic failed states. What is your take on this crisis that Obama's clearly orchestrating and where it's going?
Well, obviously it's a huge problem. I don't think there's one person with the wisdom that can wave a wand and deal with this because of all the intrigue going on, the mistakes made in the past, and the mess we have now, and kids coming in here. I thought of one thing, and this is obviously tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, maybe these buses ought to be taken to Hollywood. It just, you know, let the Hollywood-type people who have promoted Obama for so long, let them see what's going on. But, no, you're right. The libertarians have different opinions. Some are, you know, real diehard, total open borders, and others aren't quite so. But, you know, I've written that up in Liberty Defined pretty well the best I could on what it should be because, you know, if we live in a true free market, prosperous society, there's usually a need for labor, and you want to be very generous about allowing people to come and go. But this whole idea of coming in illegally, and then it's politicized because, one party wants them to be voters. And also, we're bankrupt. We have a welfare state. You know, I've said that, you know, we shouldn't give them any freebies, and you know, free education and medical care. Then they paint you as being totally heartless. But, you know, it's so complicated because the countries they're coming from, they're worse than ours. I mean, there's, you know, it involves the drug war, it involves dictatorships, it involves bad economic policy, and we have this now. I think it's a sign of how bad our economy is and how bad our structure here is in this country because there's so much resentment. But it is not, you know, the problems are not going to go away. But a better answer on the libertarian issue is my position there is with the libertarians who say, well, you're not pure enough because you don't want totally open borders. I says, are you sure that in a total libertarian society, which, of course, we're not going to see, but we can talk about, total libertarian society, government doesn't own the property. The people own the property. So the ranchers all in Texas would be the ownership, and they would have something to say about intrusion on their property. And therefore, anybody who came in from an outside, you know, would be met by property owners, and they wouldn't be protected by the state. So I'm not so sure that if you and I and a few others had an island and we owned the island, that it would be open borders. I would think that anybody who owns land on that island would have to be responsible and allow people to come in, but there wouldn't be a government. So this is a consequence of runaway government, the mess we're in, the economy that we have, the welfare state, and, of course, a lot of resentment has built up, and then you get it all politicized with a guy like Obama.
Shifting gears, you have predicted in your books, you have predicted for decades that the private Federal Reserve would ruin the currency and debase it even faster. Obviously, it had lost 99, you know, cents by now, and a lot of that's value since 1913, since we got the private Federal Reserve. A lot of that loss has happened just the last few years. We're seeing an acceleration. Now even mainline economists and analysts are mirroring a breakdown dealing with the end of the dollar. Now we see China's yuan exploding. We now see countries from South Korea to Russia moving away from the dollar. Saudi Arabia is starting to move away. It looks like that big event you've been warning about is getting closer and closer. Can you speak to collapse and what's going to happen if the dollar does devalue, sir?
Well, you're certainly right. It's getting much, much closer, and it's not just a few third world countries or, you know, in the past, you've reported on it before, you know, when Iran and Iraq would do it, then they'd get punished. Oh, you know, you can't give up on the dollar. Don't take on the dollar. But now it's people like, you know, the Germans aren't all that happy with us. I saw today that the French are pretty annoyed with us, too, you know, about, you know, how we handle our monetary policy and how we treat the people, you know, with spying on them and all the rest. But this whole episode of with Russia right now over Ukraine, it's probably the stupidest policy conceivable that we want to provoke a war with Russia, put on sanctions, and then they're not going to take that. And then all of a sudden, oh, you mean they can make an alliance with China and India? And they are. It's to do that. But that's what the plan is, and I think the numbers are coming together. I think Brazil wants to be involved with that, and it's a growing effort. Because I think there's a build-up hostility with America, because we've been bullying the world, but nobody's been strong enough to take us on, especially since the breakdown of the Soviet system, that we have been the kingpin. So economically and militarily, nobody can say boo. But once they see that our economy is in trouble and they have a chance to do something, and they get sick and tired of these sanctions that are put on countries because we tell them, nope, you can't talk, you can't trade with Russia, you can't do this. Well, I think when we start to slip as we are, I think there's going to be piling on. I think the piling on has already occurred, which means that we're closer to that point where there may be a precipitous fall. You make the right points. The Fed has orchestrated about a 98-99% devaluation already, but it's still a dollar is a dollar today. What if you lose the rest of it and 100% or a large portion of what we have left? That's a big deal. And if you look at all the currency destructions around the world, the end stages go very rapidly. Most people remember now about Zimbabwe dollar, but they only remember the 2 or 3 months that it was in the news. But they had been doing that for a lot of years, and then confidence is lost. There's still enough confidence in the dollar that tomorrow you're not going to read where everybody dumped the dollar. But I think there's central banks now buying up gold. You know, Russia mines it and they keep it. China buys the gold. India's always bought gold, and a lot of other people do. But our banks, the Western banks, European banks, and, of course, the United States claim that there's no need for that. We're not going to buy it. But who knows what they're doing behind the scenes. I suspect that they're doing the same thing.
That's right. Zimbabwe went in just the space of a year, about 5 years ago, and it's still bad, from inflation where it took a million of their currencies to buy a loaf of bread to a trillion. We just showed some of those trillion-dollar notes on screen, and their answer was total totalitarianism. And as a historian, as a medical doctor, as a Von Mises Institute fellow, I know that you've studied history, but undoubtedly the establishment's rabbit out of a hat is the armored vehicles, the checkpoints, the NSA surveillance. They think authoritarianism is going to hold this together, and their nukes are going to menace the rest of the world. But then our own elite hate America, the old America, the ideas of liberty. They share that with the rest of the world that dislikes our imperiousness. So it's a very bizarre mix of factors where the establishment's trying to shut off our power plants, Cloward and Piven, our governmental systems bankrupting them in a power grab. But I sit back looking at the wide spectrum, and I see the elite undermining their own empire that gave them their power. So it really seems like a evil system that doesn't even know what it's doing, or does it? Can they pull a rabbit out of the hat, Dr. Ron Paul?
Temporarily, they will. But they think they are omnipotent because they get away with it for so long. But eventually, you know, the markets and the people catch up with them. You know, just yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, there was a hearing in the banking or the Financial Services Committee about auditing the Fed. Of course, they wouldn't use my bill to audit, and they bring up with this crazy scheme that they can do it by a formula. And as long as the Fed follows this formula, which is just another form of economic planning, and they did this because the Fed's 100 years old, and they said, now it's time for reform. But they were pretending this was audit, had nothing to do with audit, although they used that language. I sent in my, my dissenting views, and they did take them, and they put them in the record, but they really didn't give it a serious discussion. And the big thing is the Paul Brown, congressman has the bill that I had for a long time. He has 224 co-sponsors, enough to pass the bill, and they wouldn't even bring that bill up and contemplate it. They bring up this other crazy thing of a price rule.
A lot of economists say that it isn't that the Fed doesn't have a policy. They just lie to Congress and the public about what their policy is, and that they're already involved in a controlled collapse right now. And most economists I interview, a lot of them prestigious, say we've really been in a depression since 2008 in most sectors. Dr. Paul, you've given us a pretty accurate prognosis going back decades ago. What do you think our current real economic state is?
Well, I think it's in total shambles. And, of course, they sort of downplayed that when I said in 08, during the 08 campaign, that we were already starting in a recession. Of course, the Republicans were in charge, so that was a really bad thing to say. No, I think certainly for the lower half of our economy, of our people, you know, the middle class and down, they're in a depression. You know, their standard of living isn't going up, and real income hasn't gone up since the Bretton Woods broke down. Since we went totally off the gold standard, real wages have not going up. Nominal wages do, but real wealth accumulation, you know, goes to the wealthy class deal in Wall Street. And even the Fed, they haven't been shy about saying, well, we are going to interfere. We have a sponge protection team. We have to go in there and protect the markets. Well, all this monetary inflation has gone to the market. But I think ultimately, and I think that's what you're suggesting, will they be able to protect themselves? A few maybe, but there's going to be a lot who have benefited by this. They won't know when to get out either, and it looks very, very shaky right now. I do not believe, you know, now they're saying, well, no more quantitative easing, and we're going to quit by October. But they don't have the biggest idea what conditions will be like in October. And but they claim they're going to quit quantitative easing, but they're not going to allow interest rates to go up. Well, that means they're going to print money anyway, and they'll buy something else. It's just that they're not going to buy any more
exactly
long-term bonds.
And then
they're always in the business of deceiving us.
Exactly. And then that inflates the stock market. That's where the inflation's going, and people think it's really super valued, but it's not. It's actually just bought and devalued dollars, a very dangerous game indeed. You know, talking to you, who's obviously a very wise man, who's been a Air Force, a medical air corpsman, medical doctor, Congress, author, the whole nine yards. You're a smart guy. If I was sitting there with you on the fishing dock, just between me, you, and the fence post, and I said, Dr. Paul, where do you really think America and the world's going in your gut in 120 seconds? You know, let's say you were talking to your grandson and you were giving them advice, really giving them the skinny. What does your gut tell you is going to happen long term to civilization?
Well, long term, I'm not as pessimistic as I am short term. There's no way that the Congress, a president, or a few more members of Congress or in the Senate will all of a sudden be able to reverse this. Because the momentum is so strong, the debt is so big, the debt has to be liquidated. The only question how you liquidate debt is you don't pay it, which isn't the case for a country like ours. They always pay it, but they pay it with paper money and devalue the currency. So we're locked in. It's not going to change. We're not going to all of a sudden, oh, that's not going to quite so many wars. Let's wean ourselves off of the welfare state and the warfare state, and let's gradually go back to the gold standard. It's not going to happen. But where I believe is we're quite capable in 5, 10, 20 years from now of having a group of people who have been influenced by everything from radio shows to the internet and all the things going on, Austrian economics, because there's been a tremendous amount of excitement and understanding of the Federal Reserve in the last 5 years. So since ideas do have consequences, it's worked in the past, so I'm holding out with a tinge of hope and conviction that if we keep fighting the battle of ideas, that we will then influence enough people that they will only endorse a government that presents a case of freedom for the individual, get out of these wars, sound money, and maybe paying a lot more attention to the Constitution.
RonPaulChannel.com. What is it like, and we're not talking about you here, but it's an example of success, and we need to try to model ourselves off of that and augment from it. What is it like to be a voice in the wilderness 40 years ago, before you were even in Congress, or before you were even, you know, writing best-selling novels and stories and books on economics? What is it like, though, to now see your son as a front runner for president, to see your ideas popular all over the world? You're a central figure, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn was in the 80s against communism. You're as big or bigger figure worldwide. And I know you're not a narcissistic person, but what does that mean now that you've reached true global icon status? Seriously, I mean, that's a testament to the power of taking action, of being a voice in the wilderness, of being Dr. No. And what's the main thing you want as a message to go out to the young people?
Well, the message is liberty, but I think you sort of stretched it a little bit. I hope I participated and helped along, but a lot of other people have. I mean, you've reached a lot of people. You can't imagine how many people in a campaign trail. I said, when did you get interested? They would mention your show, and they mentioned Aaron Russo. I guess you remember Aaron.
Oh, well, yes, good friend.
We saw that document. So people come in different ways. But, you know, back 30 years ago or 40 years, I'd go to a college. I always did the same thing, but, you know, I'd get 20 people out to a little club or something like that. But I was very stoic about the whole thing. And right now, it's a confirmation. I see it as a confirmation that ideas are very, very powerful. There's a lot of allies out there. You know, if you look at the Mises Institute and the different libertarian groups now have participated tremendously. In the 70s, and the, well, earlier than that, say in the 50s and the 60s, I had no place to go. There was no internet. The universities were jam-packed with, you know, nothing but socialists and Keynesians. But today, you know, we have multiple organizations and a lot of books and a lot more professors. Mm-hmm. So it is quite a bit different, and I feel good that I've been, you know, part of it. But it takes a lot of people, and you know, I see the intellectual leaders, the Mises and Hayek and Rothbard and these people who wrote and explained these things. I think a lot of us have had a gut instinct of what is right, because some people say, you know, Ron, I like what you say because it's so much common sense. I think a lot of people arrive where we are with common sense, but it's always good to get an intellectual like Mises who can write and explain this, you know, in intellectual terms. And that's why I think this is real. I think the revolution is real, but you never know the outcome of the revolution. But right now, I think it's going quite well, you know.
Sure.
Because not only because the internet's available to us, but because this system is going to fail. It's good it's going to fail. The Soviet system failed because it was a flawed system. So we have a lot of opportunities, and that's why I'm still anxious to talk to as many young people as possible.
RonPaulChannel.com. In the minute or two we have left, former Congressman Ron Paul joining us. I wanted to ask you about impeachment of Obama. I get the Republicans did the same stuff. He's obviously gone further, and so we could impeach a bunch of them, Boehner, you name it. But if they get away with persecuting people with the IRS beyond Nixon, if he gets away with putting our military under NATO command, if he gets away with ordering the Border Patrol to stand down, if he gets away with all this stuff, it sets a precedent. Shouldn't we impeach, even though politically it might not get the Republican libertarians as far, because it's the right thing to do?
It should be, but I don't know of any president that I would have in my lifetime that I would have been a champion of not impeaching them, because so many of them have done the same thing. But the Congress, it's the ideology that is so bad, that's what we have to impeach. Because just think of what Congress has done, you know, to the presidency. The Congress has delivered all this power. They allow them to go to war. They allow the monetary system to run roughshod over us. And they turn all this power over to the president, you know, whether it's trade agreements or whatever. All the regulations should be illegal. That's writing of law. So, yes, Obama, I think Obama is worse than the rest. Not so much. He hasn't even written more executive orders. But he's so in your face about it. You know, it's, I will do it. And I have this National Defense Authorization Act, and if I think I have to assassinate somebody, I have the authority to do this. And, you know, he goes on and on.
I'm good at killing people.
Yeah, he to do this, most other presidents just did it and sort of did it quietly, but it's bad that he can be so upfront. It's almost like he's too honest with us, and the people are too complacent. They, you know, this guy's telling us what he believes in, and he believes in, you know, a dictatorship. So, but they've all done it, but it's just a lot worse right now, and as our condition gets worse, you're going to see more of that, unfortunately.
Well, you can see him almost every day with incredible folks at RonPaulChannel.com. In the last 60 seconds, Rand Paul for president. He is the best. Obviously, he's clearly going to run. How do we get behind that? How do we get him in? Obviously, then he'll get blamed for what the socialists have done, so it's kind of bittersweet. But 60 seconds on Rand Paul, the senator, becoming the next president.
Well, it's the same old story. You go to his website, and you volunteer, you send money, and you do all those things conceivable because, you know, it's a rough road to hoe because, you know, the establishment's going to come down hard. And he's, it seems like he may well. you right now. But it's just going to have to be numbers, the numbers of people that, you know, volunteer and send money.
Well, you know why the media already dug through all his closets, couldn't find anything, sent Democrats dressed as racists to his events to try to demonize him. That failed. I told Politico a few years ago when he won the nomination for Senate, I said, look, attack him and then he'll lose. Only your endorsement will destroy him because people are sick of you and don't believe you. And so barring other things they could pull, I think he's got a real shot at it, and it's very exciting, and it's an example of how we fight tyranny generationally, everything you've taught us. Dr. Paul, RonPaulChannel.com, thank you so much for the time, and say hi to the family for us.
Okay, Alex, good to be with you.
Good to be with you, sir. Wow. It's always a great pleasure to talk to Dr. Ron Paul, who I've known since before he ran for Congress again in 1996. And I believe I'm one of the first people to ever interview Rand Paul, because Rand was living in Texas then and just gotten out of college and stuff and hadn't even moved to Kentucky yet. This is about 19 years ago. And I remember saying, well, no, Dad was just on yesterday and we got a lot of support, because the district used to be up to the south of Austin. We were on a big station in Austin then, the top ratings my show did. And I'm not bragging, it's an interesting factoid story. And I said, and he was on a few nights ago and it was really big. We'd like to, try to get him back on, but he's flying around and stuff. Can you plug some more? And I said, well, why don't you come on? Oh, no, I can't do interviews. Somebody ought to dig that up. I believe I'm the first person to ever interview Rand Paul. And let me tell you something. I could care less about presidents, red carpets, crap like that. I'll guarantee if Rand Paul becomes president, he's not going to allow huge motorcades and traffic to be shut down. He'll fly around by helicopter, or he'll just, I mean, the Secret Service is out of control. And I don't know. It's just so exciting to think they can put Rand Paul in there. And he'll play a little politics. You know, it's going to take that for him to get in there. But he's a good guy. I know him. And that's why they hated him so much. And the big banks gave all that money against him and the rest of it. He just is super. And I hope he becomes president. Now, obviously, they're going to blame him for what happens in the economy and the collapse. I mean, he might get elected and everything collapses and they blame it on him. But the mainstream media is not dominant anymore. They're not going to be able to spin all that when it happens. And I just see all the planets aligning, not just for Rand Paul, but for the whole liberty movement worldwide. Because that's how God works. The evil's rising, but good is rising as well. And if we just take action, do the right thing, try to be good people, and say, God, I'm weak, just hold my hands up, you know, help me go forward. That goes back to Jericho. You know, couldn't, or who was it in the Bible? Couldn't hold their hands up anymore, so the people had to hold their hands up. It was Moses. You know, I guess it happened several times in the Bible. But the whole point is that that's how God works. And if you don't believe in God, the universe, whatever, those forces are real. Providence is real. And it isn't just like the secret that Oprah teaches where you believe something that happens. No, you believe it. If it's the right thing to do and you have courage, you might not realize it. It may be your grandkids that do. But it will have an effect on the universe. That's why the evil ones are always so busy telling you don't have power, because they're scared to death of good people. They're absolutely scared to death of the truth. They're scared to death of real male power, real feminine power. Not the state makes women powerful by destroying men, but men empower women, women empower men. I mean, they're scared of families. They're scared of culture. They want to destroy us all. They're pure evil. In closing this hour, please support us financially. We skip breaks to have Ron Paul on and give you more time. We do it all. We have the best products at the best prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Water filters discounted with promo code WATER. The best out there. The best clothes, the best films, books to wake people up. Culture of Liberty. Shop with us. Shop with the good guys. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you can go to InfoWarsLife.com to get the groundbreaking supplements like X2, Super Nascent Iodine.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence.
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.